Oslo, agency. Ukraine should continue the war with Russia. Negotiations with Russia to end the war would be seen as a sign of Ukrainian weakness. This has been said by the head of the Human Rights Organization of Ukraine, which has been awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The 2022 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Ukraine's organization Center for Civil Liberties, Russia's human rights organization Memorial and jailed Belarusian human rights activist Ales Bialytsky. The award will be given at a ceremony to be held in Oslo on Saturday. Can't leave people to die and suffer, Oleksandr Matvichuk. We cannot leave our people living in the occupied territories to die and suffer, said Oleksandr Matvichuk, head of the Organization of Ukraine, on the growing possibility of talks to end the war in Ukraine. That is why Western countries should support Ukraine in its resistance and liberation of the territories occupied by Russia. This cooperation should be given to liberate all the territories including Crimea and eastern Ukraine. India-Russia summit will not be held due to war. Let us inform that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will not hold summit talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin this year. He would do so in the wake of Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons in the Ukraine war. America's Bloomberg News has said this by quoting sources. Modi and Putin have already met informally during the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Uzbekistan in September. The two leaders have also spoken on the telephone several times in 2022 on the Ukraine war and other issues. Bloomberg News has quoted a Russian official as saying that India had informed about the impossibility of Modi-Putin talks this year in Uzbekistan itself during the SCO summit. It may be noted that President Putin had come to New Delhi in December 2021 to participate in the 21st annual summit of the two countries.